So monitoring resources allocation. Monitoring resources allocation, what is the amount of money that is being allocated, what is the amount of resources, how the tourism activities are being monitored, what is the investment of government into that area, how qualified people are involved, because if you deal with international market, you need to have people who have great understanding of international need, growth and development perspective, programming it from time to time and having a perspective of what will be the growth, facilitating resources created, providing services, public services and financial services, so rewarding for those resources which have been created so that it become more and more successful. We continue with critical requirement for competitive advantages. There are two critical requirements for destination to achieve competitive disadvantages over others are. So competitive advantages over the others are establishing a strong unique positioning. A country should be established and uniquely positioned into the market, offering unique experiences of a kind. So somebody want to go for bungee jumping, somebody want to go for parasliding, somebody want to parasailing, parachuting, all these are unique experiences and a country should offer in that context. By developing the destination attraction and resources in a way that highlights its unique characteristic. So marketing that country with exclusive offering and making it successful, that is establishing a unique positioning. Delivering excellent quality experience and superior value for money. You must deliver exactly a quality experience and value for money by ensuring that all aspects of the visitor experience of the highest standards. Very important thing. It is not that those who can afford to pay a high amount will only take advantage of it. Those who cannot afford will have to forget and forgive about this. No, all elements, all sectors of market spender, whether it is a grade hotel, two-star hotel, or a five-star hotel, they should experience the highest standard in that price range. Of course, a person paying for five-star hotel cannot experience the facilities offered by two-star hotel. So, in that reference. So, in the context of relationship marketing, customer satisfaction is considered a major in both focusing on customers' loyalty and customer retention. In the relationship marketing, loyalty, especially customer loyalty, is emphasized. So how does relationship market with a focus on loyalty gain competitive advantages in tourist destination? Question, revisits. So in the relationship market, the loyalty is gauged by revisit, repeat, visiting again, again and again. And positive recommendation. Messenger going and positively talking about their experiences, recommending to others. These are the gauges of customer's loyalty. So if the customer is visiting again, then it is a customer's loyalty towards your destination. Likewise, if there are positive recommendations for a new tourist, new area of tourists, this is again a positive recommendation. So key characteristic of a tourist destination. Now we are looking into what can be a tourist attraction. What is the tourist destination and what are the elements of their destination's characteristics? attraction. Why do people go? What are their attractions? Natural, artificial, purpose-built, special event or heritage. Or second characteristic could be accessibility, which includes the entire transportation system, routes, terminals or vehicles, amenities, accommodation, catering, retailing and other tourist facilities. Packages pre-arranged by intermediaries and principals. Activities, all activities available in tourist destination such as banks, telecommunication, hospitals and etc. So what was the holistic marketing approach? Holistic marketing approach of a tourist destination is viewed as a strategic approach. The development of holistic marketing of a tourist destination enables tourism worker efficient utilization of resources and capabilities for undertaking rational actions that contribute to the realization of strategic aim. So that is the marketing approach. View all what is strategic approach, development, destination, so that efficient utilization of the resources and capability is undertaken. Managing tourist destination under contemporary condition is based on a strategic approach, according to which providing innovative and well-coordinated tourism product are extremely important for tourism region. So what does this suggest? It suggests that a strategic approach, a planned approach, to which providing innovative, something new, something totally unique and well coordinated, all linked together to each other, tourism products are extremely important. The key marketing aim is to generate satisfaction. That is what any tourist destination wants. The satisfaction when the tourist visits that place and satisfied interaction between the tourist and the host. So satisfaction level, satisfaction given to the tourist by the host, meaning the hotel, the tour operator, the destination, the guides, the various areas, and not the increase of the number of tourists and consumption of tourism as a commodity. So necessarily not just the number and the number increasing. It should be that the increase in number and satisfaction between tourists and hosts, that is also important. That is basically referred as a mass tourism. Mass tourism will bring big number of tourists, but how many would be satisfied is a secondary question. So that should not be the goal and the aim. So development and implementation of strategic objective at destination depends upon the rational relationship between stakeholder and thus the implementation of key objective. So develop, create ground for your country, the destination for tourists to come in and implement as objective depending upon the relationship. So the more interaction of the stakeholder, good number of hotels are made available and then good planning, then the key objective is focused on enhance the long-term prosperity of the local people. Now we are talking of the growth should not happen only for few people, like hoteliers alone, like people who have invested money, not the investor alone, not by a specific people with who have a political ideology. It is not for them, but the prosperity of the local people, those who live in that area, those are the citizens in that region, should be more able to get benefit out of it. delight visitor by maximizing their satisfaction. A delighted visitor who comes back and the satisfaction is high, that is the strategic objective. Maximizing the profitability of local enterprises. So whoever has invested, not only that, but profitability to the local people, the people who belong to that country, people who live around that area, not only the investor or the big tourism companies. So that should be maximizing. And then comes to the profitability of local enterprise and maximizing multiplier effect. Optimize tourism impact by sustainable balance. This is one area in tourism that it should be sustained balance between economic benefit and social and environmental cost. So look at that. I would give you an example to understand. From going from Kalyan to say Nashik, in between you have got good number of resorts which have come in, and to build those resorts, there were tribals who were living around. They were removed from their local habitat and new resorts have been built. Agricultural lands have been taken away and new resorts have been built. So this in strict sense is not sustainable or called economic benefit or social benefit, cultural benefit, growth benefit, environmental benefit coming to only few people who have invested money. The local habitat has been disabandoned. People, the tribals who were living in those areas have been told to move out and look for another area to stay. So that should not be the strategic objective. The tourism, once start growing, it should be sustained. I give the example of plateauing. If anything start plateauing, that is not sustainability. It came onto the plateau because of the success, but it may not remain there. So optimize tourism impact for the benefit of the local people, for the benefit of the environment, for the benefit of the ecology, environment of that area. Understanding the tourist destination image is essentially important for strategic management. Tourists perceive destination as a brand composed of numerous products and services. When you talk of India, we don't say the country India, the Delhi. No. When we talk brand India, we talk of Taj Mahal, we talk of Khajuraho, we talk of Rishikesh, we talk of Kashmir, we talk of Rajasthan and Gujarat and Maharashtra, and overall India as an image, an incredible India. So all these states are part of that brand India image. So the destination image is important for strategic management. That image of India is to be built, likewise for any other country. So brand composition, their initial perception of a destination is formed on the basis of past experience. If someone had an excellent experience in staying in a destination by using the local transport, by utilizing the infrastructure, sampling the local food, going around with people and understanding the culture, enjoying the festival, enjoying the food habits of the festival, enjoying flora and fauna, enjoying beaches, enjoying shopping is what their past experience, and they will perceive, and their perception of a destination is formed on that basis. Word of mouth would go around. Somebody would have said to them, go to X country, Y country, Z country. Well, that is a country where you should go for a holiday. And for commercial sources of a country. So let's see on the image of a tourist destination. It is comprising of two connected components. Perceptive assessment related to the knowledge and personal benefit of. So somebody who has personally experienced and knows what is the benefit, that knowledge is image of a destination. Somebody has learned about India, has knowledge of India. Somebody understands what is India. That is his knowledge. So that would be related to the assessment of a destination. Likewise, what is the benefit of tourists? What he will personally benefit by going to that destination. Emotionally, inverse assessment also is involved. This is another one. Emotional assessment related to the emotions of the individual regarding a particular destination. People going to Kashmir would have an emotional attachment to it. People going to Rishikesh, Haridwar will have an emotional attachment. Somebody going to Darjeeling because his grandfather once lived there. Somebody going to Gujarat because of the emotional attachment. So that way a tourist would come and would experience something and that he remains. So that would be his emotional assessment related to individual for a particular destination. So these components together create an image in the eyes of tourists. Both these combination together would create an image which is the basis for next choice and passing it on to others. So suppose he wants to come again to India, he would come with his strong memories, his strong emotional attachment. He would come back here with an assessment of a destination. I got value for money. I went and met with the wonderful people. People are very helpful. I enjoyed the best of Indian food, so on and so forth. Likewise, what is their experience, they will pass on to others as well. Let's see the elements of destination based on the functional element. The function elements are development forms of tourist circulation. That is recreation, cultural, mountain tourism, excursion, etc. So these are functional elements. For example, some destinations are famous for mountain climbing. For example, Nepal. A lot of people go there for expedition into Mount Everest. Likewise, many people travel to destination, for example, to Sahyadri in Maharashtra, to explore Western Ghat, climb on the various Ghat, so on and so forth. People would like to experience the cultural tourism. People go there to enjoy the culture of the people. People go to certain destination just because, say for example, Brazil. People go there to experience the cultural festive season of Carnival in the month of February. So that is a cultural experience. And excursion, going on destinations like Vaishno Devi Yatra, or Muslims going for Hajj and Umrah. That is also another form of functional element, that is going to Mecca and Medina for Hajj. It's a functional element. So tangible element that is of different type of services, a tourist in circulation, which is on the basis of what he can. Tangible means which is touchable, which can be felt by a human being. On the basis of the circulation of regulation, cadre and promotional activity. So what does he read? What does he feel from the regulation? And all that tangible element. That's it. What is element of a tourist destination? So let us see the competitiveness, advancement of a tourist destination. The most important objectives of strategic marketing tourist destinations are identifying of the type and characteristic of the destination. So marketing of a destination, identify what are the types, identify of the life cycle phases of the destination, how much that destination, the attraction would last. Kumbh Mela lasts for 1 year, Kumbh Mela comes once in 13 years, and so on and so forth. So life cycle phase of this destination. For example, watching snow in Kashmir, the lifestyle is during the snowing season. When it snows, the winter, and that you cannot go and see snow in Himachal all the time, snowing. There may be snow-capped mountain existing there, but not snowing, the practical experience of, and selection of, and the choice of target market. Understanding and appreciating the type of destination enable marketers or the promoter to develop suitable destination marketing mixes and deliver them to appropriate target market. So understand what your market has and target those market where you can offer this to. Nevertheless, most decision can be classified into several categories which represent their principal attractiveness. Urban destination, seaside destination, for example. Many people go to a particular area, people go to New York because it's an urbanized area. People come to Mumbai from remote part and the countryside of Maharashtra and all over India because Mumbai is a city of skyscraper and so many more things. Seaside destination, basically referring to the beach resort. Big number of Western tourists go down to a destination, select them, appreciate and promote them because they don't see sun for almost 6 months in a year. Starting from anything from October until April, there is no sun. It's snow or cold or dull weather. So they look for bright, sunny beaches for their holiday. That's the reason we get a lot of Western tourists coming to Goa and so on and so forth. So seaside destination, resorts where you can go and stay and enjoy a wonderful holiday, which is not a real city holiday, but relaxing, enjoying the best. It could be a desert resort, it could be a forest resort, it could be a hill resort, any sort of a resort. Alpine destination, for example, into the Mount Alps and so on, like Switzerland, like Germany, like Australia, so on and so forth. Rural tourism, this is another growth area which is coming up. What is that? People love to go and stay in homestays. That is the term used exactly. The homestay tourism destination. Marketing of that. How do a farmer live? What is the lifestyle? What time he cooks up? How he goes to the farm? How is his wife cook? What is the way of working in a field? How to plow a field? How to put seeds? How to cut a crop? All that is part of agriculture and rural tourism. Likewise, in a rural area, what do the people go? How do they fetch their pail of water? How do they feed their animals? What is, how they use the public, how, what is the usage of toilets there? What is the usage of lifestyle there? That's another rural tourism. And unique and exotic tourism, something which is only available in those type of countries. For example, if someone wants to see a midnight sun, these are the destination in Scandinavian country where the sun shines even 12 in the midnight in the months of July and August. That's a unique destination that you can still keep looking at your watch. It is 12 midnight, but it's again a sun shining. Unique destination. Want to see something, observe to that destination, that type of market. Antarctica, which is South Pole, is something totally different, a unique destination. Consumer behavior studies indicate that wide range of criteria is used to select a tourism product. And these criteria are altered according to the purpose and features of the trip. So everybody adjusts, what is it called, a tailor-made sort of an itinerary, where what is required and according to that, what is required by tourists, that is planned and offered. Element of external environment, the characteristic of the customers and the particularities of the and attributes of the destination. So all this are the competitiveness of the destination. What is requirement, whether your destination meets to the standard of that repute that is to be considered. Now, competitiveness of a tourist destination depends on its distinctive capabilities. Image represents an important distinctive capability of a destination. An image built, say for example, for Hawaii, Honolulu, it's a destination in Pacific Ocean, a tourist destination for most American to holiday in Hawaii, because it's a wonderful beach resort with a very clean and white sand tourist destination. Most American flock to that destination. So four hours flight from Los Angeles to Hawaii. Another unique destination, which is an image capability and represent an important distinctive capability. Represent a respectable image and reputation ensures the creation of satisfaction and loyalty to tourists. If a tourist feels that in that city he or she will not be respected and the reputation of the tourist is at stake, then the satisfaction of loyalty of the tourist may not go there. It may suddenly change. And broadening of positive attitude. We have to realize that if the tourist destination does not offer satisfaction, the loyalty of the tourist won't go with that. Likewise, the positive attitude by people towards tourism should exist and should prevail. That's the competitiveness of the destination. Attracting new people would like to see more and more possibility reaching a premium price. You may increase the price provided you have a competitiveness and creation of a satisfaction in employees. Again, tourism industry does not offer. You take services of a driver for more than 16 hours. Just to keep him busy driving, you make money. Your employee is not satisfied. Ultimately, at one stage, he would share this with the tourist that my employer is no good an employer. So, favorable assessment by financial institute, etc. is again competitiveness of the, like, financially also they should make money. So the degree of tourist satisfaction is the most important element as a result of recognizable and unique image of a destination. It is created as a result of the assessment of perceived total experience towards anticipated expectation and perception. So overall, the degree of tourist satisfaction is the most prime thing. If the tourist goes happy, then with all this experiences, a result and the total assessment of the nation goes successful. There are many markets in the world where tourists are always advised not to go. For example, some says destination in in Africa, they are never perceived with a safe tourist destination. Experiences of tourists are wild, very fearful, and they are working their heart, their best to get that image out, to call for the quality tourists and offer the high quality. In the creation of a respectable image of a destination, tourist perception is the key factor, and that will establish and attribute the value. Attraction, accessibility. The attraction of the destination should be very, very good. People should go there because it has something which attracts them. Accessibility. The destination should be accessible. If to reach that destination, if a tourist has to change flight 3 times, and take buses 3 times, ultimately, this is not a good accessibility. Likewise, accessibility by 1 or 2 transfer is considered fairly good accessibility. Direct flights are the best. And likewise, amenities, what is there to offer? For example, if some family is going to a destination, if there is nothing for children, that destination will not remain successful long. for long, because family want something for their children. A children will not be happy in five-star hotel just because it's five-star. If a child doesn't have any child activity, so basically amenities offered, availability and other ancillary services. Services, those are affiliated services, etc. So we are coming to very important topic of economic crisis, threats and challenge. We live in an area where economic crisis continues to haunt us. Time and again we experience economy taking difficult shapes, economy nosediving, suddenly picking up, bouncing back or floating and fighting for survival. So in those threats and challenges, so the financial economic crisis influenced the business activity of all participants in the tourism market. Look, for example, India is now experiencing a total nosedive of Indian rupee against dollar. Dollar is being sold for 66 rupees. This is directly going to impact outbound tourism, because Indian rupee, when you spend on dollar, will fetch less dollar. Ultimately, Indian will have an extra money to pay for what they have agreed. So that may will be a threat and a challenge. Likewise, if any country's currency suddenly gets very strong again and again, likewise, as I said about US is now getting their dollar very strong. It may be good for their economy, because their economy is doing well. But people reaching their country as a tourist will have to spend more money. So that is an economic challenge. Whether the holder of a tourist demand will transform dangers into opportunity of success or threat, endanger their strategic position. It all depends on the manner of responses through continuous development and effective utilization of resources and capabilities. It is possible to depreciate threat and respond to the challenges from the environment. So if there are some of the threats like social security of the tourist, that should be addressed so that tourists feel safe and safeguarded and secured. Likewise, if there are environmental problems like what has been happening due to global warming, and we experiencing floods in Kashmir, landslides in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, we had disaster and flooding, that environmental damages should be addressed and taken as a challenge. Thank you once again on listening to me on important topic of tourism, marketing, strategies adopted for that. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you.